Hello, 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 viewers. Welcome to the very, very first session of Sdeke Podcast, the student version. And I'm here with Mr. Prince Qebuqele, who's about to take us through the journey of being a student at CPUT. Mr. Prince, how are you?
I'm good. And say, and you?
I'm doing well, sir. So, take us through the journey. Who is Mr. Prince?
All right. I think this is a good question. Mr. Prince, just a prince, you know. So even my name means, I think it means first, right? I don't know. But yeah, my name is Prince Qebuqele, and I'm coming from Orange Farm, which is in Gauteng.
Okay.
Yeah, so there are many oranges. I'm kidding, there are no many oranges. But I'm coming from Joburg side, you know, next to Val.
Yes.
So Prince, I'm just a private person. Yeah. I'm always indoors, you know, so facing my books, and that's it. And I'm just a good guy, you know, so yeah, that's me.
Mr. Prince, the good guy, the quiet guy.
The quiet guy. Not really that quiet, but if I get used to know you, you know, so yeah, I'll reveal another side of me.
The quiet but bubbly guy.
Yeah, sure.
So you mentioned that you like hitting your books. No, that's sure. A question we want to know. What are you studying?
I'm studying biomedical sciences at CPUT, right? And I'm a third year. Then, okay. So yeah, but I was doing extended course,
yes.
Right? Of which my course, it normally takes, like, it's a four-year course.
Okay.
And, but as for me, it's like it's a five-year course, according to me. So right now I'm in my fourth year, which is more like a third year. So okay. It's a biomedical sciences. So that's my course. And yeah.
You know, I don't want to get already ahead of ourselves and knowing what you do in your course and stuff, but I want to start off by asking this question. What drew you into studying, choosing biomedical science? Because I mean, there are many courses that you could have taken. You could have gone for something like engineering or law, but you chose biomedical science. What drew you to it?
I think this is a good question, you know, because I remember when I was in grade 10,
yeah.
Right, because I was doing life sciences and physics and math, you know, and I remember I was studying life sciences. Then there was this topic that was talking about cancer cells. Right. So it was just talking about cancer. Then I remember it was written that there's no cure for cancer. Then I was like, okay, right. There's no cure for cancer. Right. Then I was like, okay, maybe one day I might discover that. I might find the cure for cancer.
Yes.
Maybe. So yeah, that's what really drew me to say, okay, I really want to do this.
Yeah.
It's like faculty of health. So if you can just maybe put me in any place where I can do faculty of health, then we're good to go. So courses such as medicine, I can do medicine. I can do physiotherapy. I can do occupational therapy. I can do radiography, you know.
Yeah.
So as for me, I really discovered myself that so the faculty of health is the one. So yes. I'm not really interested when it's come to engineering side. I'm not really interested when it's come to commerce side.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, first thing, first of all, I just need to discover what I like, my passion. So what really draws me was like, okay, Print, I really want to work with patient, you know, so I'm not really interested. So I'm more interested in studying the body.
Yeah.
Yeah, the body, the human body system, you know, so yeah, like the brain, you know, like literally the body system, because I think like there are 14 systems in a human body. So I was like, okay, this is it. So I'm choosing this course, you know. But initially my plan was to do physiotherapy. Because I remember when I went to Baragwana Hospital, which I think it's one of the biggest hospitals in Africa or in South Africa.
Yeah.
Then I remember when I went there, I saw like the physiotherapist, you know, they were wearing those scrubs and doctors. I was like, wow, I really want to see myself, right, working in a hospital, helping the patients, you know. And I was like, this is it. So any course that has to do with the faculty of health,
yes.
I'm there. I'm fully there. I have nothing to do with engineering. I have nothing to do with commerce, but I just want to see myself doing something that has to do with the faculty of health, excluding nursing, you know. So, so yeah. that's it. That's really draws me. It's like, just okay, let me do this course. And secondly, I think I was applying because I took a gap year. So I was in a gap year 2019.
Yes.
And so I was applying for a certain course in TUT.
Yes.
And I think it's like there was a printing error, you know. Yeah, there was a printing error, I think, in a prospectus. And I was just reading the name. It was written blood transfusion.
Yeah.
Then I was so curious. Okay, blood transfusion. All right, let me check this course. And I did check the course, but it was not the course that I was looking for. And then I was so curious. Then luckily then, when I checked the prospectus from CPUT,
yes.
I checked, okay, I saw biomedical scientists. Okay, this is biomedical scientists. And I saw the same word that it was written, blood transfusion. Mm-hmm. You know, I was, okay, let me just search about this course. Then I began to search about this course. You know, okay, it has to do with blood transfusion and so on. And funny enough, then I applied for it. Then it was biomedical sciences because there's a module that is called cytology.
Yes.
So literally, so it deals with cancer cells. So we're literally just studying about cancer cells, you know, breast cancer, cervical cancer, and so on. So that's what really draws me to, for me to do this course. So, yeah.
You know, whilst you were speaking about when you found yourself at the time where you had to juggle between different courses.
Sure.
And not only the courses, but different varsities as well.
Mm.
Now, the question that came to mind was, how has this the journey been so far, knowing that you are studying at CPUT, which is based in Cape Town, and you're from Johannesburg, and you have to leave family? How have you been taking it, and what has been your routine as you know that you're away from family, and but you have to study, you have to make your family proud?
Okay, I think for this question, I remember because when I was in Gauteng, right, in Johannesburg, so initially my plan was to, I don't want to leave like my province, I just want to be next to home, you know. Then I was like, okay, if I apply for this course, it's going to take me to Cape Town. Mm-hmm, and I was like, okay, we're good to go then. Yeah. So this is what I really love. You know, this is what I really want to see myself doing. Then I was like, okay, cool. I'll just go and, you know, do this course.
Yeah.
You know, so then, yeah, I think that's it, you know. I wasn't like really that afraid to sort of, okay, I'm leaving province anymore and I'm coming to Cape Town. And yeah, that's it. I don't know if maybe my question it.
So you were just, so you knew from the get-go that this is what I want to do.
Sure.
I will go for it. Even if I have to leave family behind, I will have to achieve it.
I will have to.
So, you know, with that, sometimes I know that there are students, right, who might have taken the bold step like you. They left their homes and they came to maybe Cape Town and they get into the course. The course are chowing them. And they don't know what to do. But now you have well explained that you are a third year student.
Sure.
Please just take us through the journey. What has been keeping you, and what has, rather should I say, has been the motivation that has got you going, that you have been doing well every year and your third year and possibly next year, your final year?
Sure. Okay. According to me, right, so I was like, okay, I really want to see myself, like I want to have a bright future.
Yeah.
You know, I really want to help my family,
yes.
My siblings, because that's for me, I'm more like a family person.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, Prince, you really need to work hard so that you can help your family,
yes.
So that you can so that you can become a blessing to those people, I mean your society, you know, and also just to help those people who are in need as well. So for me, it's like to really work hard. And I think I can also say, there's my mentor, which is my pastor, which is Pastor Mto, right? He's the one of the people who really taught me to say, okay, Prince, you really need to work hard in this life.
Yeah.
So if you want to enjoy life,
yeah,
you have to be a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to work hard. Because I remember in my first year when I was doing this course, right, I used to work so hard. I used to study 24 hours. I remember even my mentor, Mr. Ishmael, was like, sometimes you just need a break, you know. So you can't be just like studying the whole entire day and nonstop. So I was like, okay, no, I really want to see myself graduating in this course, simply because of I want to become a blessing to my family.
Yes.
I want to become a blessing to many people. And even I'm going to come to myself as well. Then I remember in my first year, I used to study, right? I remember even during lockdown, I used to study at home. I would literally just lock myself and I would just study, chowing books. And I used to enjoy studying. I don't want to lie, even right now. So, I'm that person of saying, okay, print, let's do this because of, I needed to work hard, you know.
So for you, at the time when we were all, many of us were chilling because, I mean, there was lockdown, you were still pushing, nothing would stop you. You were just grilling and grinding.
Mm.
So you say, so, you know, my other, when you were busy speaking right now about how committed you are, it made me think about the fact that oftentimes we are drawn to results.
Mm.
We see people who work hard like you, but we don't know the challenges that they go through.
Mm.
I don't know the challenge you go through. We think it's easy because Prince is always pushing. Me knowing you, you're always the guy. No, I have to be studying. Say, Elijah, I have to be studying. You're so determined.
Sure.
Could you kindly explain to us some of the challenges that you had gone through during the course of your study so far and how you overcame them?
Oh, okay. So, I think this is an interesting question. Yeah. So, when I was studying, sometimes maybe you would feel like, there's too much pressure.
Yeah.
You know, more especially when it's come to my course because there's too much theory. Mm. And it's like to understand that there's like the whole entire thing, like the body system, it really takes time, you know, unlike calculations, you know. For theory, you really need to sit down and then you have to understand it. So it's just a matter of prioritizing things, you know, to say, this is what I really want to achieve. You know, so you need to work hard sometimes, you know. So sometimes the challenges that I will face maybe is to give up, you know, to say, okay, print, this thing is not really working out, you know. So sometimes you feel it's like feel too much pressure, you know, like there's too much pressure. But sometimes I will keep on like pushing myself to get print. Man, look, if you don't work hard today, it's going to be trouble in the future. So the people like that you really want to help in the future, they won't benefit from you, you see. So I was like, okay, in as much as like there's too much pressure, you know, it's just a matter of pushing yourself. Like in as much as like people, they can teach you, right? It's just a matter of you pushing yourself.
Yeah.
No one else will push you. Your friends, they won't push you say. They can teach you, but they won't push you, right? Your mentors, they can push you, right? Yeah. But it's like you have to push and push and push and push up until you see the result that you wanna. It's like the result that you desire. Yes. That's it.
So it's more like a case of you taking accountability, right?
Sure.
You're responsible for your own life.
Mm.
You are the one who should. You are the one who paints out the course of your life, if I can say in other words, as you're busy putting it, you know, and as you're explaining about pushing, it made me want to ask you a question, is that oftentimes some of us push.
Mm.
I've also been a victim of that, where you push, but you're not pushing it correctly, I believe. So what has been your routine that has got you going? Because, I mean, if you're pushing, you must have a routine. It's a secret, you know, that I want to know that you have, that someone else that is listening might also want to take from you.
Oh, okay. For this one, all right. So for me, I can really say, I don't know how to answer this question, but I'll try.
Yeah.
So
don't worry. So it's like the questions revolve about some of the routines are, I know people who study best at night, and there are others who either wake up at 5, 5:30, that's when they study best. And then you see, it depends. Everybody has their own routine. Some can wake up in the morning, early hours of the morning, up until maybe 7, and then they're done. And others, but then what has been your, and others do it maybe in the afternoon or something like that. In your case, what has been your routine? What have you been following?
Okay, so as for me, so maybe literally I'll wake up around 6, then maybe 7, then that's when it's like I'm start pushing,
yeah.
You know, maybe I'll push from 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yes.
Right. And then 12 o'clock, maybe I take a break.
Yeah.
Right, for just for 1 hour. Mm. And then after 1 hour, then maybe 2, 3, 4, and 5, I also take a break. Mm-hmm. And then maybe I know what to get by that time. Since I'm a student, I need to cook,
yes.
You know, and then yeah. Maybe probably yeah. I'll be watching something just to refresh my mind, yeah. You know. And then after maybe 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1 o'clock, then I'm still pushing. Yeah. So as for me, it was just a matter of, it's like there's no specific time where to say, okay, as for me, I'm an evening person, cool. Or it's like I'm a morning person, yeah. Whatsoever. Because sometimes I used to cross night.
Yes.
Maybe I'll literally cross night starting from 8 up until 6 o'clock. So,
yeah.
And I'll push up until maybe, yeah, the sun, literally. Up until I see the sun, like the sun is out, and I was like, okay, Prince, now you can rest. You can rest, my guy. Yeah. So I think that's the only routine that I used to do, because I'm a student. I'm at Varsity.
Yes.
This is what I really want to achieve. This way, it's like I wanna see myself graduating. So I was like, the only thing that I'm here for at Varsity is just to push. It's just to push.
It's a case of, I'm doing this, so I'm throwing myself all out.
All out.
No excuses.
No excuses.
You know, with the idea of pushing, the question that I'm asking myself is, do you have time for fun? Because do you have time for fun? Because I'm thinking it's like push. Got it. What do you do for fun?
I think this one is a more interesting question, because right now I'm in a process of where I'm discovering myself, you know, to say, okay, what are the things that I like?
Yes.
So maybe I'm it's like I enjoy going to the beach and so on.
Yeah.
But I'm more like I'm a family person.
Yes.
Like, so, but it's like in my mind right now, I'm more like an academic person.
Okay.
Of which whatever that comes to my mind, I'm thinking about pushing, okay, Prince, if I can just graduate.
Yes.
Because one of the things that I'm looking forward to is to even do my master's in this course.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, if I'm doing my master's, all right, it's gonna be more interesting then. So I think I'm in a process where I'm just discovering myself, because even my mentors, they were like, okay, you need to discover what you like, print. So it can't be just a matter of you pushing each and every time, but you just need to have fun as well.
Yes.
So that you won't be just a dull person, you know. But according to me, I know the things sociable. That I really want to achieve, you know. Because the matter is, Mr. Elijah, is I know if I can push now, if I can just use this time now, I know for the future it's going to be too bright for me. You know, I know it's okay. I'll have more time to enjoy myself. Okay. So then I was like, okay, it's better for me to use this time right now, push like nobody's business.
Yeah.
So that in the future, I will enjoy then. So yeah, that's it.
There's something that I've picked up the more I speak with you, is that you keep on mentioning mentors. I've got a mentor in this. I've got a mentor in that.
Sure.
You know, but though you speak about pushing, it shows that you're not only pushing on your own, and you value roles of having mentors in academically or other areas of your life. So can you just narrate the importance of a mentor in your case, especially academically? What has it done for you?
Okay, I think having a mentor, it's a good thing, because a mentor will give you direction.
Yeah.
Right. So I remember my academic mentor, it's Sis Abby.
Yeah. Okay.
So right now she's doing PhD in my course.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So always, like, sometimes I was like, okay, I really want to see myself doing the same thing.
Okay.
Which, like, it's a PhD.
Yes.
Then I was like, okay, each and every time, like, whenever I'm having, it's like I'm conversing with her.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, okay, I'm really interested, like, to become like this lady, you know.
Okay.
The way, like, she's pushing, you know, like the way she's pushing.
Yes.
Like, she really she motivates me in a sense, you know, to say, okay, you just need to do one thing in life. Just focus on yourself and then begin to push. right, mm-hmm. on your goals, and then that's it. For my academic, for my academics, it's just Abby. Then for other things, then it's Pastor Mto and also Mr. Ishmael as well. Right. So yeah, those are the people that literally play a big role in my life. Then, so yeah.
I'm reminded of a saying that says, I'm not sure if I'm wording it correctly, but it says that I could see far because I stood on the shoulders of giants.
Sure.
So in your case right now, those mentors have been those giants that help you to see far.
Mm.
And you know, right now I'm busy thinking of a grade 12 student who's about to study maybe biomedical like you, but they don't have any mentor and they don't even know how to approach someone who's doing that course or who has done that course. What advice have you got for them or in terms of going forward, finding a mentor? How should they go about it? Because you have one and it seems to be working for you. See, I wish I had known this because I never had a mentor yet to be doing things yourself and sometimes it's a bit rusty. But this formula is working for you. I can see it's doing wonders. How would you advise someone in terms of finding a mentor?
I think it's just a matter of maybe asking or maybe, I don't know, it's like, but maybe asking people, maybe concerning about their journey when it's come to their maybe academics, you know, in a sense. So because as for me, I remember, because thanks God, because I met my mentor at church, right? So that's one of the reasons I met her, it's like at church. And I did ask her some questions because I will ask more questions. Okay, how do you really do this? Because I know that you're good when it's come to research. Like, how do you deal with this? And then she will begin to tell me. I think it's just a matter of you asking questions. If maybe you see, okay, this person, they are doing well in their area.
Yeah.
It's like in their area of life. That's where maybe it's like you need to begin to ask questions, you know, because I think John C. Maxwell says good leaders, they ask questions. Good questions, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of you asking questions. So if I see you, Mr. Elijah, doing so well in your engineering, since you're an engineer, so I need to ask you questions. I need to come and approach you and say, okay, look, I look that I'm seeing positive results, you know. So how can I really work this thing out? Because I also want to see myself where you are, okay? So it's just a matter of asking questions. And if maybe you can see, okay, this person, you see positivity in this individual.
Yes.
It's just a matter of you approaching the individual and ask them questions, many questions, you know, relevant questions to say. So, yeah.
It's more a case of if you see a smart person, go towards them. I remember at high school, our teachers used to say, when you go to varsity, go friend yourself with second-year students. Go friend yourself with third-year students. They know more than you do. So I think you have taken it and practically well, so, and it is working and it has been effective for you. I think overall, I've noticed that you really love this course.
I love it.
And the results show. But then I also hear you took a gap year. You know, some take gap years. That's where things become a bit vague, or should I say, the visions become unclear because of the gap year. Maybe you're working. So can you take us through the journey of you having to finish your matric or fired up and having to stay home and sort of like just rekindle that spirit to study again? How was the journey? Being a matriculant, now to leaping into a varsity student.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to lie to you, Mr. Elijah. Yeah, a gap year, it was one of the most painful things. It was painful. I can say gap year, it's a good thing and also it's a bad thing as well. It's a bad thing simply because of it's a time consuming for you.
Yes.
You know. But it's a good thing simply because of, like, it sobers your mind in a sense because you begins like to discover what you...
Time for reflection.
Yeah, it's like you begins like to discover what you like. It's like the course that you really want to enroll in, you know. Then I remember in my gap year has taught me something, you know. She said, okay, Prince, you must learn how to do things on your own.
Okay.
Because when 2018 I was applying, because I matriculated 2018. Mm. So my friend, so he was one of my best friends, you know, and he applied for me, you know, and I didn't know anything about applying, you know, and even like to write an email. So I didn't know anything. And I remember even my friend was telling me this thing that, you know, Prince, you don't have to apply in one facility. So you don't have to focus on one facility, but you can apply like in many facilities as possible as you can, you know. But in my mind, I was like, okay, this is what I really want to do. So I'm just only focusing on this one facility. Mm-hmm. And it turns out to be, it was something else then, right? My application was rejected. And it was so painful. It was so painful. I remember I went to this in VET, right? So I applied at VET, you know. And Mr. Elijah, it was so painful. It was so painful. Then I was just standing in a queue because I was just going there like to inquire about my application because it was just quiet. You know, I didn't receive any email, nothing, you see. And I was just standing in a queue and there were two ladies, you know, in a queue. It's like there was one lady behind me and in front of me.
Yeah.
Then when I looked and then I turned, I saw her statement. I saw level 7. I was like, my God. Okay. When I saw my statement, I was like, okay, cool, Prince. We're pushing. Then I looked in front. In front. I saw another level 7 in maths. So this lady was just talking. I got level 7 in physics and maths. I was like, okay. I was so intimidated. Then I went there to the reception and I inquired about my application. And I say, sorry, man. Yeah. Your application was not successful, you know. And funny enough, because I was with my father that day, I was so nervous. I don't know what I said to you. Tell my father, okay, look, this is what is happening. My application is not successful.
Mm.
You know, it was the most painful moment ever in my life, simply because of I was like, okay, I want to do physiotherapy, but I'm not accepted, you know. Then it was a learning curve for me to say, well, okay, even if you are applying, so right now, if maybe a student, in grade 11 or a matric student, you don't have to focus on one facility, but you have to focus on different facilities, you know, put your application there, put your application in that facility, and then, so you see, and
have multiple options,
options, you see. Then I've learned something that you must learn how to do things by yourself.
Okay.
So you don't have to be dependent on someone, you see. Then I was like, okay, cool, sharp. I've learned something. Then I've applied CPUT and then boom. Then, I was accepted then. And also because this is what I was also thinking as well for those people who are doing grade 11 and also doing grade 12, that it's like you have to discover what you love, you know. Maybe you have to discover what you love. Most people always come to maybe grade 11. So that by the time you go to matric, you know, at least you have a clear vision what you really want to do.
Mm.
Okay. So I was literally just thinking about this. Okay, if you know that you are going to grade 12, at least sit down, right? Mm. Because right now it's like we have access to internet, you know, unlike our our grannies and our mom. You see, for us, it's like we have access to internet. You can really go to the library, you can buy data, you know. Sit down with the prospectors because universities they have prospectors, you know. Sit down with the prospectors. Okay, this is a course that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe I'm more like I'm interested in more faculty of health.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in faculty of engineering. Then you begin to check then because there are even APS scores, you know, to say okay, in order for you to qualify for this course.
You see.
Yeah. So I believe for those people who are in grade 11 and maybe next year they are about to do their matric, you know, they actually need to sit down December, sit down. Yeah, check. Do some research, you know. Yeah. Do some research about this course. So that when you go to varsity, it won't be a shock to you to say, okay, all right, I didn't expect this course will be like this.
That's very common.
Or maybe someone just applied for me and I didn't like this course. Mm. You see, so just sit down, check. Right, okay, as for me, I'm interested in engineering. Okay, I think this is an engineering that I can do at Varsity. And then that's it, you know. Just search about it. Because even when it's come to my course, I knew very well in my first year, these are the modules that I'll be doing.
Okay.
In my second year, these are the modules that I'll be doing. Okay. In my third year, in my final year, these are the modules that I'll be doing. Simply because of, I just researched, you know, so yeah.
I was just drawn into thinking about subject guide whenever they, at the beginning of every semester, right?
Mm.
They give you a subject guide.
Sure.
And oftentimes students, we just throw it away. Mm. But learning from you right now, it's more like use them as vision boards. Mm. Vision boards, okay, cool. If this is what I need to know this before this time of the year so I can excel, you know? And I've just learned that it's important to do it before you start studying the course.
Mm.
Not only when you've started, then you get shocked. So with that, I was about to ask a question, but I've seen you've touched on it, but it's well.
Mm.
What advice would you have for the younger Prince? If you have to look back in time, younger Prince was in grade 10, looking at the journey you've been through the past 3 or 4 years rather. What advice can you give that Prince who's in grade 10 right now, striving, sitting in Jersey, thinking about what to study, thinking on whether the course that he's about to choose is the correct course for him?
I think the only advice that I can give to people is just to discover what you like, your passion. So it's just a matter of you understanding yourself. Okay. As for me, because like me, I understood myself. Prince, I just want to focus on Faculty of Health. So this is where I belong. Okay. So this is a course that I really want to do. So it's because of my passion, you know, because I really want to see it's like helping people, you know, I'm really interested. It's like in helping the patient. Right. So I was like, okay, Prince, discover what you like, discover what you are so passionate in it. You see, that's it. I think that's the only advice that I can give the people who are still in grade 10, 11 and 12. Right, so that when you enter grade 12 class, you won't be shocked. It's okay. So now you still need to discover yourself. I think you're still skeptical. Yeah. Okay. I think I like engineering. I think I like health. Just discover yourself.
Mm.
Okay. As for me, I'm more interested when it's come to fixing cars. So you know very well, okay, this is a course that I can literally do. You know, as for me, I think I'm more interested when it's come to studying about the human body. You know very well which courses.
You know.
So yeah, I think it's just a matter of discovering what you really like. Discover yourself.
Mm.
As a young person, discover yourself. This is what I like. This is what I don't like.
Target.
And then you're good to go there.
You know, one thing, Mr. Prince, thank you so much for this interview. I really enjoyed it. You know, as now that we're coming to the end of our interview, what I've learned, just to summarize, is that self-discovery is very important.
Sure.
And I know as an African child, sometimes you get that part where you are influenced by your parents. Go study this, go do this.
Mm.
But for you, it was a matter of, I want this, I know what I want, and you head for it. The next thing that is important is having a mentor in whatever you do, someone who will be directing you, will be giving you advice along the journey.
Mm.
And I've seen it has been working for you. And above all, it's have hard work and determination.
Determination, that's all. That's all. Because speaking about this thing, more especially when it's come to my our parents, you know, because I know many people have chosen some courses simply because of my parents said I must choose this course. It's like me, you know, in a sense, because my dad's like, he's more passionate about teaching.
Yeah.
So he was like, okay, Prince, you must go and do teaching.
Teacher.
I was like, that's for me. Teaching is not my thing. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
Then I just told him, no, daddy, this is what I really want to do. Because even today at home, they don't even know the course that I'm doing.
Wow.
You know, recently he was just asking me, he was like, what's the name of the course that you're doing? I was like, I'm doing biomedical sciences. And it's been many years explaining to you, I'm doing this course. I'm doing this course. So it's just a matter of you yourself, not about your parent, but to do something that you love. So So that at the end of the day, when you wake up and go to work, it won't be a stress to you to say, okay, I've chosen this course simply because of my dad and that's it.
Truly.
So choose something that you like. Choose something that you love. Choose something that at the end of the day, you will be happy when you wake up. You know, so that's it.
Indeed, indeed. You have heard from Mr. Prince. Choose something that you like. Choose something that you love. And you'll be excited. And I believe that you will do exceptionally well in whatever studies or whatever course you're planning to embark on next year. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Prince, thank you so much for your time. I would have loved for us to carry on, but our time has come up and we've come to the end of our podcast. Wow. But I hope to meet you next time for another one. Maybe for the next level.
Doing
your master's.
Yeah, where I'm doing master's, you know, and maybe probably PhD. And I will think about it. So, yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
Sure.